Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Moving On, a DTC radio comedy, sort of. And now, part two, the phone calls.
So you're all packed?
I'm not leaving for another 4 days. Of course I'm not packed.
I prefer you be packed.
Why?
I'm excited to see you again.
I'm excited too.
And I value preparedness.
You'll hate me then.
You'd prefer to wing it?
I'm moving out there without a car, a job, or an apartment. I'm pretty sure I don't really have a choice on that front.
You can always sell yourself on the street corner.
Great career advice.
For which I'm sure you'd command a very high premium.
I'm touched.
I would certainly pay a hefty.
You don't know me. I could be terrible at turning tricks.
Call it a hunch.
How do your hunches work out usually?
Makes me excited to see you at least.
This is insane. Are we being insane? Isn't this insane?
We're taking a low risk, Lucy. It's not like we're opening the second front in Russia.
What a relief. We're not the Nazis.
We're talking on the phone and it's fine. That's a pretty good indicator.
I would hope so. Jesus. After how long we've been talking.
Facebook chat doesn't always translate into vibrant, compelling conversation.
Our conversation is vibrant and compelling.
You should be on the plane now. Are you on the plane now?
I don't leave for 2 days.
That's right, I keep forgetting.
I could hate you, you know.
That's fine, I hate me. Then we'd have something in common. See how I fix that.
Can you get off the phone? This is gross.
Be quiet for a second, would you?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm opening my mail and reading it in my apartment aloud. You know how people do sometimes, read their mail aloud.
Great way to start off a relationship. Honesty.
It's just insane, isn't it?
What? What is?
Meeting at a party at your place, and now this, like, almost dating?
Yeah, crazy.
I'm going to push you off one of these cliffs.
I think it's good. We already have time to get to know each other, to talk, and we can skip that kind of awkward phase, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, that awkward phase when you're pretty much seeing someone else.
I am not.
What?
I'm not in that awkward phase, like, the way I think we're developing the emotional side of our...
Yeah. You don't think it's weird that I used to...
What?
You know, that I used to see Kenny.
See Kenny? No, I don't think that's weird.
What?
Hang on a sec. I'll explain, all right?
She used to...
Withhold your judgment until I...
You're gonna bang your friends?
I'm not gonna bang her. Withhold your judgment.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Withhold!
Fine. I'll just be over here, staring at all of Southern California's splendor spread before me and appreciate here and now like a normal person.
Aya?
Yes. Hi. Sorry about that. I was moving my desk.
Why?
Just felt like it should be on the other side of the room.
I didn't hear anything.
I had you on mute.
What do you want to do when I get there?
Well, you should find a place to live.
I will do that.
And a car.
And a car, yes. You didn't answer my question.
Which is what?
What do you want to do when I get there?
Oh yeah, lots of things.
Like what?
Well, we should go to dinner.
That's a good start.
I was just hoping you're not going to be too stressed out getting here and just getting settled in. And...
No, I'm excited to see you.
I am too. Listen, I gotta go run some errands and stuff, but I'll definitely talk to you soon, and I'm really excited to see you.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Alright, sorry about that.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I know, it's rude to talk while I'm with... I just wanted to...
Yeah, that's fucked up, but that's not what I meant.
What do you mean?
What are you doing here?
I don't know. You wanted to go for a hike, and I don't really like hiking, but...
No, I mean, what are you doing here? Why did you move here? What the hell are you doing?
I wanted something else.
And you thought that was here and not in New York?
I guess. I know people out here. I didn't just want to move to Sheboygan.
Dana, it's a Tuesday afternoon.
So, you're here.
I'm a waitress who didn't have an audition today. What would you be doing if not for me bugging you to get out of your vastly overpriced apartment?
I don't know.
Why did you leave? I can understand the wanderlust thing, but Jesus, dude, you had a light.
I wasn't happy.
Are you happier here?
I don't know.
You're not.
You don't know that.
Look over there. We're at the fucking Hollywood sign. It's February and it's 80 degrees and you look like you want to kill yourself. You got here. What do you want to do now?
I don't know.
What the hell is this?
Oh, what?
What?
After all this, you're really gonna answer that?
You got one, I got one. Plus, it's a number not in my contacts. It could be that someone died.
Don't sound so excited.
Hello?
Andrea?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to hear from you.
You called me, but good to hear from you, too.
I just wanted to see how things were going.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to bite the bullet. You weren't in my contacts, and I have no idea who this is. Who is this?
It's Brooke.
Oh. I'm sorry. How are you? I don't know why you weren't in my contacts.
Who is it?
Yeah, I just wanted to check in and...
With me?
Of course. But also about Dana.
Sure. Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
What?
What about him?
Well, of course we all miss him out here, and I know you're better friends with him than me, but I just wanted to... Well, I've been talking to him still, but of course not as much as when we were... Like, when he was here.
Sure.
Who the fuck is that?
It's a doctor. Would you give me a second?
Are you with someone?
Oh, yeah, but it's okay. Is everything okay with you?
Is Dana seeing anyone?
What?
I mean, I know you're his friend and you would never betray him, but it would really help me to know if he's moving on so I can too.
Are the two of you still talking?
A little bit. You didn't answer my question.
Well, no, not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
You sound sad.
No, I'm not. I'm not anything. I just wanted to know. Can I trust you with something?
I guess. It depends.
On what?
On what it is.
Something happened.
With someone?
Yes. In so many words.
So, yes.
Yes.
And you wanted to know if he was...
Yes. So I would feel less guilty about it.
Okay. I don't really know what to tell you.
Nope. I understand. I'm just a garbage person.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good talking to you, I guess.
You too.
Who was that?
Nobody.
You said it was a doctor.
Got my test results back. I fucked a guy last week and had a burning feeling. I don't have gonorrhea, so it must be something else.
Jesus, Andy.
Sorry, I had to take that one.
Well, it's good you don't have gonorrhea.
So, you're not happy?
No, I don't know.
You say that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you view people as objects to be used at your convenience rather than real, meaningful pursuits for fulfillment? Dana?
You're right. It's a nice view up here. Brooke.
Hey.
You shouldn't be here.
Why not?
Why not?
I've called you.
I know. I've ignored those calls.
Would you let me come in?
What for?
So we can talk.
About what?
We had sex.
I know. I was there. Can you keep your voice down? My neighbors already think I'm some kind of hipster deviant.
We had sex and you never called me again. You used me for your disgusting sexual depravity.
Okay. Get in.
Wow. That was easier than I thought.
First of all, whatever sexual depravities you were clearly into them.
I thought we should talk.
Again, about what?
Did you enjoy that? The sex?
Sure. But now I want to set myself on fire.
Why?
Because I betrayed my best friend?
Well, I betrayed my ex-boyfriend, so...
Is he your ex-boyfriend?
Probably.
So you think he'd be just fine with all of this? Hey, bud! Long time no see! Totally fucked your ex-girlfriend, by the way. And not to make things worse... I didn't even know she was your ex at the time. Not that it makes this any better, since it's still your ex and I'm still your best friend.
I mean, I don't want to pursue anything serious with you. I'm in the process of getting out of a serious 3-year relationship.
In the process?
I mean, we haven't discussed it, but us banging has really given me perspective on all this.
And what perspective is that?
He's across the country.
It took my dick for you to realize that?
You were never this vulgar when I was dating Dana.
You are dating Dana.
I'm not.
Have you broken up?
We're in the process.
Then what Trip the Light fantastic fantasy are you living in, nutty nut girl who's nuts?
I think we should go see him.
See him? In Los Angeles?
Yes.
And confess what we did so he can kick the crap out of me?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we could never tell him about that.
Then what the hell?
Closure.
Closure?
Yes.
Closure of what?
Of that stage of our lives.
That was not a stage of my life. Maybe it was for you, but I do not define the eras of my existence solely based on one person's...
I think part of why we did what we did was over the mutual sadness of him being gone.
Our mutual sadness.
Why else would we still be talking? I didn't know you before I met him. Dana was the only thing we had in common. That's the only reason you invited me to dinner the other night, right?
Yeah. Sure.
I think we should go. It'll be good for us.
Us, like, us, or a general sort
of? It's a general term. I mean, you've got the money, I've got the money. It'll be great. You know, make his day. I'm sure he's miserable out there.
He's not miserable. I looked at the LA forecast today. 85 and sunny and February.
People leave, but it's impossible to escape them. I see pictures of him all the time on Facebook, his stupid updates. Even when someone's not on your mind, somehow they get forced in there. We hardly even text anymore, but every day I open my computer and there he is, or some semblance of him, and so it feels like he's never left or he's gonna be back any day. But he's not. He's not coming back, and I'm not moving there, and you're not moving there. So the remainder of our interactions with him will be awkward coffees to catch up for old time's sake.
Talk like he's dead.
We should think like he's dead. If he were dead, you would probably fuck me.
I would not.
You did it while he was alive, didn't you?
Yeah, but I felt bad about it, and he doesn't know. If he were dead and there's an afterlife, he would definitely know and then haunt me or something.
The haunting would put you off happiness.
I'd probably feel guilty.
2 weeks from now, we'll go.
You really think that's a good idea?
Maybe it'll be good for us to go away together.
Wait, now we're going away together?
I mean, we have to stay in a hotel or an Airbnb, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, we're doing well, but we're not made of money. It's more economical to share a room.
Well, yes.
He doesn't care where we're staying.
And you're going to end things with him?
I don't know. At least we can find some time to discuss a more realistic evaluation of our relationship.
You sound like an HR rep.
And we can come back and live our lives in the here and now, not clinging to the past. We can make decisions.
You can make decisions. I've been doing fine.
Have you been doing fine?
I guess. It's hard making male friends out of college.
Really?
Yeah. I had drinks with this guy the other night and it was weird.
What was weird about it?
Well, I took him to this place I wanted to try, and it turns out it's a gay bar. So that sort of...
Started out on the wrong foot.
Yeah, you could say that part was my fault.
So... We're going?
To see Dana?
Yeah.
No.
But...
Brooke, he hasn't said anything to you, right? You've been on radio silence.
Yeah?
It's a two-way street. I don't know why you feel like you're the one who has to be responsible for closure to all this.
But if he's not going to do it, then I'm responsible for it.
You don't have to be. You don't need to fly out there to break up with him. It's way more than he's giving you.
So you don't think we should go away?
I'm not saying that.
What?
I'm saying we shouldn't go to see him, but we should go away.
Together?
My uncle has a place in the Berkshires. How about next weekend?
Kenny, you're... What about...
I feel like I should feel bad, but... I don't.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I don't care.
To
Tune in next time for the continuing malaise of Dana and his many sort of friends in Moving On, The New Beginnings. Moving On was recorded in two parts. Some parts were recorded on January 31, 2016 in Los Angeles, featuring Johanna Middleton, Martine Moore, Blaine Vidros, and Mo Abulzeloff. It was directed by Robert Dowling and sound engineered by Leisha Brown. Other parts were recorded on February 17 in New York City, featuring Cameron Hebb and Casey Shane. It was directed by Lacey Keane and sound engineered by Liz Regan. Moving On was written by Kevin Slack, sound editing by Liz Regan, sound design by Tyler Grimes. Moving On was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gengenbach, and it has been a pleasure to enjoy this story with you. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Austin Tedesco, get well soon. And until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.